In my lesson yesterday, we talked about faith. We talked about Abraham, the father of the faithful. So today I'm going to turn to Genesis chapter 12, and I'll read verses 1 and verse 4. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get out of your country, and from your kindred, and from your father's house, unto a land that I will show you. And verse 4 tells us, so Abraham departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. So what happens whenever we act in faith in God? Whatever faith is connected with, we have to launch right out to God, to debate with God, and trust our common sense is a sin against God. The call of God may embarrass us because of two things. It presents us with sealed orders. What I mean by that is, it's hard to explain to anyone. In fact, we don't have all the information that we would need to explain it, and it urges us to go out in a great venture. When God calls us, He doesn't tell us along the lines of our natural senses what to expect. God's call is a command that asks us, which means there is always the possibility of refusal on our part. Faith never knows where it's being led. It knows and loves the one who is leading. It is a life of faith, not of intelligence and reasoning, but of life of knowing who is making us go. The call of God can never be stated explicitly. It is implicit. The call of God is like the call of the sea or the call of the mountains. No one hears these calls but the ones who has the nature of the sea or the mountains. And no one hears the call of God who has not the nature of God in him. It cannot be definitely stated what the call of God is to, because it is a call unto fellowship with himself for his own purpose. And the test of faith is to believe that God knows what he is doing. The call of God only becomes clear as we obey, never as we weigh the pros and cons and try to reason it out. The call is God's idea, not ours. When we hear the call of God, it is not for us to dispute with God and arrange to obey Him if He will expound the meaning of His call to us. As long as we insist on having the call fully explained to us, we will never obey. But when we obey, and as we obey, the call becomes clearer and clearer every day that we're following Him in faith. And when we look back on this, we will say that He doth all things well. Before us, there may be nothing, but overhead, there is God. We have to trust Him. If we insist on an explanation before we obey, it could be that we're shutting down the purpose of God. When Jesus said, follow me, He never says to where. The consequences must be left entirely up to Him. We come in with our buts and supposings and what will happen if I do. But friend, we have nothing to do with what will happen if we obey. We have to abandon to God's call in unconditional surrender and wash our hands of the consequences. Until we get through all the man-made wisdom that will not venture out on God, we will never know all that is involved in the life of faith. Some people may say, you're going out on a limb. You just tell them, you're not going out on a limb. You're going out on the vine. Faith, F-A-T-E, means to resign yourself to unknown forces. But faith, F-A-I-T-H, is not a resignation to a power that we do not know. Faith is committed to the one whose character we do know, because it has been revealed to us in Jesus Christ. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.